Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, what a good idea that is, like super great. I am live. People say you can't go home again. Mostly because your parents moved and didn't leave a forwarding address. No, that's a little paranoid on my part. Well, I will not go into the whole horrible story about my dealings with the internet because this is a positive program. We do not whine. Although, you know what I thought we'd put up on Facebook, Manny? Just because that way I'll feel that I'm not so alone in being whiny. For people to put up what they thought was the best customer service company right now and the worst. Don't you think that's a good idea? And why? And they can tell me their experiences.
Okay.
Do you think that's great?
Yeah, that's good.
I have several nominees for worst at this moment. I also have some nominees for people that I would have a week ago called the best. There was something, I swear to you, Mercury must be terminally retrograde, or I'm being punished for being a really rotten person in a previous life, because I don't know. At any rate, we have much to talk about today. My phone number, as always, is 855-99-37569. And you know, I'm sort of alluding, don't you love it, that word, alluding to a sort of a minor problem. But you hear, I'm on the air, and I'll tell you what happened. This has been going on for, I've spent probably over the weekend, maybe 15 hours on the phone. I don't even want to think about what percentage on hold of trying to get things worked out. And it finally occurred to me yesterday that I had no guarantee that I was going to be able to go on the air at noon Eastern Monday. Today, now. And this is my job. This is my career. This, I take it and y'all very seriously. So the idea of just sort of, for no particular reason, I mean, it's one thing to take a vacation day, but it's another to call Manny and say, Manny, the orange can and the string broke. You know, we can't do the program today. I just wasn't willing to do it. So I called up one of my affiliates, WNYM in New York, and I said, guys, they couldn't have been nicer, saying, come on over, we'll get this organized. A flurry of emails of saying, you know, Mi Casa, Sue Radio Station Casa. And the amazing part about it, I think this is like the second time in my life where I've gotten to go back to a radio station that I used to work for and be in essentially the same space that I was. And it's kind of fun. I mean, it's kind of, there's something very nostalgic about it. I mean, look, we all love reunions, right? Going back and saying, you know, who's cool and who's not and who used to be cool and, you know, who wasn't cool and who is now. I mean, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, lost loves and all that kind of thing. I, as you know, recommend that when people go back to reunions, that they don't, if they're married, that they take their spouse with them, because there's something about nostalgia, which has nothing to do here. I mean, it's not that I have a huge crush on anybody here. It's just that that this used to be my stomping grounds. So, and you, Manny would probably be very impressed with this. I came into a studio that's actually next door to my studio, and it's not used very often, and there's kind of brown stuff, like without the E on it, all over everything. So I'm cleaning. I'm doing such a girl thing, because as you know, most of the people in radio are men. And they, you know, I view where I work as kind of an extension of me. So when I was here, I had flowers and candles and lava lamps, and the lights were off. And here what they have is, I'm hoping that whatever the brown stuff was chocolate, because otherwise I don't want to think about it. So I've been Lysoling like crazy. And, Manny, this is just for you. I want you to know, over the weekend, I was offered chocolate, seriously good chocolate, four different times. And guess what the answer was?
No.
Unwavering.
Attagirl.
Yeah. I mean, and I kept saying chocolate for Lent. They said, oh, well, nobody would notice. I said, oh, no. No, I don't lie well. I mean, because Manny at some point is going to say, okay, Joy, you know, how you doing? You know, we're almost halfway. How are you doing? And I'm going to be able to say, Manny, not. And I think I'm like everybody else. Once you make up your mind, once you're resolved, once you say, I'm going to do this as opposed to I'm going to try. Because there's no trying, right? You can't try to have an ice cream cone. You either have it or you don't. So I'm back at next door to my old stomping ground. People couldn't have been nicer. And the only other time I think that I've done this in recent memory, I mean, I've gone back to visit the radio station because either I was on book tour and they were interviewing me, or I knew somebody there, or there was a party. So I've done that. But actually, broadcasting, working out of a station where it was my program, I think this is only the second time. And the first time was during Sandy. And I went up, and it was such fun. It was like old home week. So, thank you, WNYM, The Answer, 970 AM in New York. Well, I'm actually carried on the station as well, but not at this moment. So it's really incredibly grateful and fun and whatever. And the studio will be left slightly more pristine than it was. And the guys will all laugh. They will say, she's such a girl. All right, so that's number one. You're going to put up on the on Facebook about best customer and worst customer service in the company, and I need an example. Don't just give me something. All right, we have to be specific. And if you feel that you're going to get sued, our lawyers will protect you. No, use you could say the Golden Arches or something like that. Actually, Golden Arches, I think, are one of the best service companies. I've had some really good experiences there. I used to go in and over the summer get iced decaf. And every once in a while, I mean, most of the times when I went in, even though they would advertise it, they wouldn't have it. They'd have to make up a fresh pot. And so there was always a wait. And they would always do things like say, they would always like tuck a cookie in there or something for me, which I thought was pretty good customer service for, you know, for a buck cup of coffee. Never mind. All right. So that's number one. Number two, did you get snow over the weekend?
We didn't, actually. We didn't get very many. We just got a few flurries. And, like, We didn't get a flurry or anything like that.
Oh, no. We got serious snow again. And we're supposed to get it again tomorrow. But we got it today. So here's what I decided to do. This actually, I would love to take credit for this, but it wasn't my idea. A friend of mine called and said, let's have brunch. And I said, okay. And my offer to have brunch was, let's have it close to me. And he said, no. So we found a place, which he'd not been to before, but he just loved it. He said, you know, let's just take it easy and quiet. And so he said, after brunch, he said, let's go take a walk. It is snowing. I live in a very, very windy part of the city. And my first impulse was to say, are you out of your mind? But then I thought, well, okay. So I was out in the snow from 11 o'clock till about 4 o'clock yesterday, and it was blizzarding during part of that time, and it was really fun. First of all, there was nobody out because it was kind of lunatic city, but, you know, to do something, I mean, there are, I think, a bunch of lessons in that as far as I'm concerned. First of all, I genuinely like the snow, and I was actually, unbelievably enough, dressed fairly well for it. I mean, so I wasn't very cold. But mostly, doing something unusual, doing something that you wouldn't ordinarily do, and doing something because somebody else wanted to do it. I mean, it was really, really fun. So I just thought I would pass that along as kind of a moral lesson. I have seen four pieces of theater over the weekend, and one of them has so much to do with internet dating, even though it was set in the 1800s. You're not going to believe it. So we'll do that as well. And I'm trying to think what else. Man, did you remember to check to see what the number one movie was over the weekend? I forgot because I haven't had access to the internet or anything else.
I think it might have been Focus. I'm not sure.
I'm relatively certain it was, but we'll check that as well, and see whatever else is on your mind. But basically, what I'm saying is, I guess what I'm doing is I'm threatening you guys. I'm not. I'm saying I got my butt into this radio station after being awake most of the night and being on the online with companies to make sure that I could do this for about 15 hours. So you, there's some responsibility on your part to call me. Are we clear about that? How's that? Do you think a psychologist can guilt people into calling? Let's see. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I don't know, Manny. The guilt isn't working all that well, if you noticed.
Yeah, I've noticed.
You know, I think my people have gotten inured to the idea that I could make them feel guilty. I'm not very good at it. Even my kid, I don't think, ever felt guilty. I'm not good at whining, I'm not so terrible at. But making people feel guilty, not so good. Alrighty. Today is National Red Cross America Day, which I guess means, among other things, go give blood, which is not a bad thing to do. Have you ever given blood?
I have, yes.
And I've it's easy. Too. Painless, yeah. No. Plasma, wow, how come?
It was just something to do.
Somebody needed it?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've given blood a couple times. I've tried to give blood a couple times, and I was a little anemic, so they wouldn't take it. But I'm AB positive. Okay. So, universal donor. Ta-da! Okay, so give blood today. And this is a time of year where people tend to need it because there are a lot of car accidents because of the roads, I guess, and not necessarily this and I think August are the two troublesome times, because in August people are on vacation, in the winter people stay in because of the weather. And so if you haven't ever given blood, it's absolutely painless except for a little tiny prick at the beginning. They will give you orange juice and a cookie, and give the gift of life, pass it on. So good thing to do. And in case that doesn't appeal to you, it's also National Banana Cream Day, Banana Cream Pie Day, as long as it's not Chocolate Day, because, you know, enough is enough, and National Old Stuff Day. I don't know what that means. Do you know what old stuff means? I mean, I know what it means, Clean Out Your Attic Day or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it could be a variety of different things.
I guess. All right, on this day, it's actually a pretty interesting day in history. Now, we're already in the... Oh, you know what? Today is my sister's birthday. I have to remember to give her a holler. My favorite day of the year is 2 days from now, because it's the only command of the calendar year, right? March 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
Yep.
It's not even a joke. It's true. Okay. In 1717, the first ballet was performed in England. This is kind of the theme, I guess, if I have a theme. I don't really do themes, but of today's program is Nothing is New Under the Sun. All right, 1717, which is what, 340-some years ago? No, 300 and... You figure it out. You can do the math later.
298.
Okay.
Yep.
Almost 300. Yeah, you're right. It's two less than 300. Well done. The loves of Mars and Venus. Right? Almost 300 years ago, Mars and Venus, men are from Mars, women are from Venus, remember? Pretty interesting. First ballet, somebody's cribbed. I guess if you crib from something that's old enough, it's not viewed as cribbing, it's just a footnote. I don't think anybody ever gave a footnote to that. In 1807, Congress passed importing of slaves. Of new slaves into the country, disallowing the importation of new slaves into the country. They didn't outlaw slavery, just new slaves.
Okay.
I know. At least somebody did something.
Yeah.
1836, the Texas Revolution Declaration of Independence of the Republic of Texas from Mexico. Remember the Alamo. 1867, Congress passed the first Reconstruction Act. Not very popular in the South. Carpetbaggers. 1877, U.S. presidential election. 2 days before the inauguration, the U.S. Congress declared Rutherford B. Hayes the winner of election, even though Samuel J. Tilden had won the popular vote.
Wow.
The beginning of politics as we know it, right? Oops. Did you know that? Did you know Rutherford B. Hayes basically won... And they only did it 2 days before the inauguration, right? Because the election would be in November, right? And the inauguration in January. So we had a couple months where nobody knew anything.
Where it was just kind of up in the air.
Wow. Of who's going to be the president, yeah. 2 days before the inauguration.
Hmm.
He won the election November 7th. And this is March. So it's
3 months.
We're talking 4 months.
Yeah.
All of November, all of December, all of January, all of February.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
4 months where nobody knew. Can you say Chad? I mean, you're right. Nothing new. Nothing is new under the sun, right? 1903, the Martha Washington Hotel opened, becoming the first hotel exclusively for women. Right. Right. In 1933, King Kong opened Radio City Music Hall, which is a wonderful... I actually saw one of my favorite things at Radio City, of course, the Rockettes and the Christmas pageant. Yeah, yeah. But they did a digital remastering of My Fair Lady, and they had it at Radio City, which holds 6,000 people, and a huge screen, and they had the organ that came up from the floor, and they played along with all of the music in My Fair Lady. It was one of those lifetime changing experiences. Just wonderful. If you ever get Radio City is wonderful. They just recently, about maybe 4 years ago, completed a huge renovation. It's beautiful. It's huge. Great acoustics. Wilt Chamberlain in 1962 sets the single game scoring record in the National Basketball Association by scoring, do you know how many points?
Oh yeah, I've known this for a while. 100 points.
There you go. In one game.
There's always that famous picture of him holding up the little sheet of paper with the 100 on it, sitting in the locker room.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's another basketball story today as well, but stay tuned. 1983, compact discs and players are released for the first time. They had previously been available only in Japan. So technologically, we sort of followed Japan's lead. 1990, but Japan follows our lead in terms of fashions. 1990, Nelson Mandela was elected deputy president of the African National Congress. 2012, a tornado outbreak occurred over a large section of the southern parts of the United States in the Ohio Valley, resulting in 40 tornado-related fatalities. This is a tricky time of year. All right, and apparently, was it Michael Jordan becomes a billionaire today? Yeah, there he goes. There
you
go.
You know, I'm kind of surprised he hasn't done that already.
Well, but billionaire, I mean, that's the same as, like, you know, Michael Bloomberg. We're not talking multimillionaire. We're talking billionaire.
But he's like the most recognizable name in the history of sports. You know?
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's all the franchising he's done, too. He has, what, he has movie theaters and restaurants and Nikes and everything. Yeah, yeah. Billionaire. You know, $1 billion just doesn't go as far as it used to. Here's kind of one of the cooler stories of the day. A woman in a wheelchair shovels snow to raise disability awareness. I mean, that's kind of a cool story, right?
Yeah, very cool.
I nearly got run over by a baby snowplow over the weekend. I wonder if that counts. Probably not. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. Whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up.
Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Colleen. All right, Colleen is 49. She's been a special ed teacher. She's also done vocational teaching. She's gotten in a situation where she's gotten programs canceled out from under her twice, and talking with her brother about it, and she's always worked in a veterinary office as what, as a volunteer?
No, as a veterinary assistant.
I'm not
a licensed veterinary technician, but I've worked in veterinary hospitals for nearly 20 years on a part-time basis.
Did you actually go to school? Is there any certification involved in this?
No, I had some training, workshops, okay. but not I'm not a, not a, not in a us not in a recognized licensed program. Veterinary technician
okay.
program.
All right. Between, I mean, presumably on one... On one end, and it sounds like, as I said, you didn't even need my magic wand. So there, it seems to me there's several different possibilities. But let's deal with the obvious to begin with. On the one hand,
can I just,
you go
can
sure,
I guess for one,
absolutely,
okay,
sure.
Here's the underlying issue. I think at after my life events, I think I tread cautiously because I think I've lost faith in my navigation button. I'll give you a real brief chronological if I can. I started out teaching, hated it. Went to nursing school, finished nursing school, started nursing, got married, got divorced. I should say got married, became a stay-at-home stepmom for 5 years for various reasons I won't get into. Ended up getting a divorce and deciding to go back to teaching. So then I was a teacher. Then I moved back home and so on and so forth. And in Michigan right now, teaching is difficult to find jobs and sometimes to keep jobs if they have layoffs. So my concern is that if I do apply to vet tech school, am I going to look like a wishy-washy, you know, nincompoop?
Colleen, I think you're not giving yourself quite enough credit. I mean, basically, you haven't. I mean, the early years when you decided that you wanted to do something and then decided you hated it and then did nursing and then got married. I mean, it sounds to me that for the last 5 years you've had a relatively, you've been teaching. Would I go into a whole lot of detail about it?
No, I enjoyed teaching. I did.
Yeah, I got it. All right, so look, let's look at a different way of looking at this. First of all, you're 49 today. I guarantee you in a year you will be 50. The question is, in a year will you be closer to doing what you want to do? Your life expectancy, unless you have some issues that I don't know about, if you're a, sort of an average person, is, as a woman, you're into your mid to late 80s. So you're talking about 30 years, 30 to 35 years. And presumably, if you keep yourself in relatively good shape, you can work for probably at least 25 and maybe more of those years. So the point is it worth it to you to devote a year, 2 years, 3 years to, and presumably while you're studying, you can also do things that you're interested in that are affiliated with what you're studying, i.e. veterinary science. So you, the options are going to veterinary school to become a vet, which it's a relatively expensive, time-consuming, competitive thing to do, but if that's what you want to do, I think that's the place to start. It turns out that veterinary school is actually harder to get into than medical school right now, just because I think an awful lot of people would rather deal with animals than human beings. But I'm not trying to discourage you from it. If that's something you want to do, that's a possibility. At the other end of the spectrum is to do essentially what you've been doing, but just doing on a more regular basis, to go and find either one of the vets you worked for in the past or to find somebody else and say, look, I've had this experience, and not necessarily go into the teaching. And you can say, well, for a couple of years I tried teaching because, you know, it was closer to home or whatever. But I mean, if you're applying for, let's say, an assistant job in a veterinary office, they probably are not going to be as rigorous about caring about what your resume is. That you can, hopefully you have a couple of vets that you can use as references, that you can demonstrate that whatever classes or whatever you've done, and maybe you can even go and see if there's something in an adult education class or a community college, or even check with them, or even work at, you know, weekends as a volunteer there to say, look, this is what I really want to do. I want to demonstrate my abilities to you, and I'm willing to do it for a couple of months over the holidays or something, or a couple of weeks or whatever, to demonstrate for no pay.
I currently work part-time at a vet hospital.
Okay, well, great. So one of the possibilities,
like I've always done.
Great, is to go to them and say, is there any possibility of full-time employment? Is there any classes that you could recommend that would make me a more viable and valuable employee? So I'd start there. But, honey, that's what you want to do. I would pay no attention to what age you are. Because, I mean, the question is, I mean, look, lightning could strike you tomorrow, but so what? If you're, well, I mean, obviously not so what, but if you're moving in a direction that makes sense to you so that the next 24 hours are some of the happiest of your life, I mean, I don't want you to be struck by lightning, but I think what we try and do is maximize the things that make sense to us in this life, because we never know if and when lightning's going to strike. And so saying, well, you know, maybe I'll do this in 10 years, or maybe I'll do this in 20 years. I mean, that's a way to have a life full of regret, as opposed to, this is what I've always wanted to do, and maybe the universe is conspiring with the Michigan school system to make sure that I end up spending the second half of my life doing exactly what I want to do. I've been a stepmom, and I've married, and I've done things that other people thought were valuable to me. This is what I want to do. So
right.
I would do it.
That makes
And you've got a great starting platform, not only because you've got a place that may be able to translate into full-time work, but also that they can give you some idea about educational possibilities or what would make you more valuable. And I don't know, I hear you're working in a veterinary hospital. Because I was helping a friend recently to adopt an animal, because I'm a great fan of rescue dogs. And he is a great fan of paying a lot of money at puppy mills and then having the puppy die in him. So we're trying to kind of convert him to a more stable way of looking at the whole example. But so I've been to a number of pet shelters with him. And I don't know, I know some of the people are volunteers, but some get paid. So there are a number of different satellite experiences that may make some sense to you. But, you know, if the deal is I'm 49, so what? I mean, you're going to be 50, but be 50 doing something you enjoy doing, or 52 or 55 or whatever.
I understand, I appreciate all that. I guess my why am I being so, I guess because of this, my loss of my navigation button, every endeavor I pursue, I tread cautiously.
Well,
and
but Carol, I'm
feeling.
Not sure. I think you're giving yourself a much harder time than you deserve. There certainly are some people who understand when they're 6 years old exactly what they want to do, and they pursue it without detour their entire lives. But for most of us, it's kind of trial and error, and it's happenstance, and it's being in the right place at the right time, or the wrong place at the right time, or so. And you spent the last 5 years essentially working in the school system, and I wouldn't view that necessarily as a loss of navigation. What you're just saying is that I've always, this is what my heart has been in, and that's the consistent, the good news about it is the field in which you want to go is the one that has been the most consistent thread through your life. And what I would do if anybody questions you is say, do you know what, this always seemed like something that was so wonderful that I didn't even think about doing it as a profession. And I enjoy kids. I've enjoyed teaching. And to be quite honest, if the teaching job was still there, I'd probably still be doing it. But it occurs to me, if I have to rethink what my priorities are and I look carefully at my life, the consistent thing has been involvement in veterinary hospitals. So it occurs to me, if that's the consistent thing, if that's what my heart is telling me, why don't I sort of hear it and turn it into something that's a vocation as well as an avocation? So, I mean, if anybody sort of says, well, you know, you seem to be a little bit all over the map, I don't think you are, number one. But number two, the good news is the area that you're most interested in is the one that's been the most consistent, the most clearly, the compass is you know, due north on that one.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, listen, if it's any comfort to you, people have been telling me my whole life that I've been spreading myself too thin. And I finally, at one point, just got so frustrated and said, you know, I'm not peanut butter. I just like lots of different things, and they all seem to me to have an underlying consistency. I really like knowing what goes on behind the scenes, and whether it's a movie or a theater or people or you know, the space program or the redevelopment program, I just like knowing how things work. And that has been my career. Now, I've also, I mean, to a certain extent, I am a generalist, but, I mean, the work that I'm doing here with you guys really allows me to do both of those, because on the one hand, people say, well, when are you going to settle down and decide what you really want to do? But on the other, I've been doing it.
Yeah.
It's just that, so, and you've been doing it too. You've just been doing it without getting paid. usually get paid for it. Not always, but usually.
Yeah, well, I get a paid minimal, but I hang on to it just to keep my foot in the door.
Well, but so the side that you've always done it because your heart was there and you just didn't figure out that you could make a living at it, now you'd like to make a living at it because maybe your
right.
expenses are less or whatever. I mean, I wouldn't encourage people to exploit you financially, but I would, you know, if anybody gives you a hard time, which I don't think they're going to do, then I would point out that your consistent plan has been exactly what you want to do next. Okay?
Okay. Thank
Good
you
luck,
very
kiddo.
Much.
You're most welcome.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strength in the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is just a terrific idea. 855-99-3756-9. I'll tell you what, let me just give you some heads up about what I'd like to talk about next hour, because we had started talking about it this hour, which is historical precedence. I mentioned that in 1717 a ballet was performed in England, the first ballet that was called Venus and Mars, right? And then there's the book, Men Are From Mars, Women From Venus, okay? So, and I saw a play over the weekend that was set in the 1800s. And I'm going to read something to you that will seem so out of today's headlines, or today's internet, okay? So I thought what I would do is ask people on the internet, on Facebook, of things that have historical precedence. Because everybody's going to know something, right? Like, I'm trying to think what else. I mean, I know a little bit because I was in southern France doing an archaeology dig and looked at the cave paintings. So I can tell you that some art that looks very modern now and very, very modern is tens of thousands of years old. So that's not a terrifically good example. You guys can come up with better examples. The idea, for example, that kale isn't a very good example, but some of the grains, farro, which was an ancient grain, are coming back into favor. Acupuncture, we talked about a little bit about that. I mean, you guys can come up with better examples. But let's sort of see what you can come up with. Who knows? All right, but for right now, one of the things that we put up, which I've decided, we got so many responses, and they were so interesting and so helpful, that we're going to put it up every couple of whatevers. I'm not sure what the interval will be yet. Of questions that you have for me that, for some reason, you're too shy. I know you guys are all just little shrinking violets, or you're hearing the program at a different time than I'm doing it, or for whatever reason, you don't feel comfortable about calling me, so you can just ask. It's kind of a general question. Again, if I'm answering a specific question, then specifics are crucial to me, but if I'm answering a general question, then maybe I can cover in kind of an abstract philosophical way the question. So could you lay another question or two on me, Manny?
I got you covered. This is the
question. I know you do. It's one of the comforts of my life.
This is a question from Jane. Jane asks, Dr. Joy, what are essential life skills that every adult should have?
Wow. That's a really good question. Essential life skills. I would say, number one, a sense of humor. Being able to read and write at least one language. A second language never hurts. A sense of self-awareness. See, somebody's going to call up and ask me to repeat these, and I'll never be able to do it off the top of my head. But Manny, we'll make a recording of this, right, so I can go and crib for myself. All right, sense of humor, being fluent in at least one language, a second language never hurts, an awareness of who you are, an awareness of where you'd like to go, kindness, I think, is, and empathy are essential life skills. I really think they are. Children are not empathic. And they're probably not kind. Those are both learned responses. But I think whether your parents taught you them or not, they're really important skills to acquire. Perspective, which may be the most difficult, because perspective not only on who you are and who someone else is, perspective on the fact of what matters a lot and what is really temporary. So you're not offering short-term solutions to long-term problems. Or long-term solutions to short-term problems, I suppose, equally. What else do we need? Make sure that you have some level... I'm trying to figure out exactly... some level of self-reliance, that you really can take care of yourself on some level, but also a willingness to ask for help when you need it. Education, never wasted. Learning new things. At one point, I remember I gave a speech that was talking about the six things that we need to do every day, and one is just to giggle. I think we take ourselves and our lives so seriously sometimes, and perspective may be the single best way of just understanding good times don't last forever, but neither do bad times. As I said, I've had huge technical issues over the weekend. And it's really easy to get caught up in the moment of, oh, my God, I can't do this, and this is my job, this is my career, and to just take a deep breath. And really what helped, and I don't say anything to you guys that I'm not willing to do. I really don't, including giving up chocolate for Lynn, which is just plain sadistic or masochistic on my part, but I do it anyway. Because it's difficult. And that's part of the reason I do it, is because I'm always asking you guys to do difficult things. And there's not a whole lot of difficulties in my life. I mean, there are not a whole lot of things that I do that I need to change because they're so counterproductive. But this is one of them, is just chocolate. And it gives a chance to kind of flex your discipline muscles. But to kind of say to myself what my daughter's lesson is, which is to disconnect a bit. But more than that, to just remind myself it'll get taken care of. And it may take a little bit more stomach acid. It may take several more hours on the phone. It may take more arguing with bureaucracies. It may take more, but it will get done. This is not a life-threatening problem. Like I said to some people over the weekend, this isn't cancer. It's just stupid. And understanding that difference about when things are truly horrifying and when they're not, and making sure you don't confuse the two. And even the horrifying stuff, feeling that there's something you can do. And just think outside the box. When one thing doesn't work, try something else. So I guess that would be flexibility. I'll never remember all these because somebody's going to call up and say, you know, I heard your podcast and you were talking about life skills and I didn't get all of them. Can you remind me? I'll have to make up a whole nother list. Manny, have I left anything out? You know, remind yourself to be in touch with nature. I think that was part of the reason why yesterday was such fun for me. Because when it's really awful out, I mean, it was blizzarding and icy and windy and cold and snowing. And my sort of impulse is, okay, you get in your bed, you pull up your comforter, you maybe have a cup of tea, and you read and maybe take a nap. And somebody else said, you know, let's go take a walk. And I thought, are you out of your mind? And I actually had this plan to sort of take a little bit of a walk and then go and hunker down someplace and offer some yummy that was not chocolate. And I didn't. I sort of did it his way rather than my way of, okay, let's do it your way and see what happens. And sort of got into it. And so be willing to enter, to do something different, to enter somebody else's space a little bit and figure out how to do it. All righty. Those are what, like 15 life lessons? Also, get enough sleep. Take care of your body, because when it poops out, so do you. I know we talked last week about the Frankenstein phenomenon of being able to to take somebody's head and put it on somebody else's body. I mean, a little freaky. Plus, can you imagine going up to somebody and saying, hey, you know, my body is pretty decrepit. You're not too bright. Can I have your body? I don't think that's going to be very viable. I'll buy you an ice cream cone. 855-99-37569. Give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to vote, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.